PE is important for children's health. The Centre for Disease Control and Prevention stated that in the last 3 years, the rate of child and adolescent obesity has doubled. To address this issue, some schools are changing how they offer PE. Curriculums are being designed so that children can experience aquatic sports, physical conditioning activities, gymnastics, individual sports, team sports, martial arts, and dance. Trends in PE at the moment include offering alternative activities to the traditional sports such as football and dodgeball. These alternative activities can include meditation and stress reduction techniques like Tai Chi, yoga, and deep breathing. Self-defense and martial arts are also seeing an inclusion in some school curriculum. There is also a trend towards providing better information about health and nutrition. A similar change can be seen in universities, with most universities offering physical education and health as one degree. However, sadly, not all schools offer PE, with one study finding that 48% of American high schools don't offer a PE class. This can have a negative effect on students, as there is a strong correlation between high fitness scores and higher academic scores. Plus, students who take PE were more active outside school and thus in better shape physically. A similar interesting finding by the Physical Activity Council shows that adults who took PE in school are less sedentary and participate in more physical activities. Personally, I think PE should be mandatory from elementary school all through high school and receive the same amount of time as core subjects like math and English.